Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By a single vote, Trump gets his massive, big, beautiful bill to pass the House. 215-214. Most of the time, Dave, if you're fairly early in your presidency, which Donald Trump is, second presidency, and your party has control of the House and Senate, you're rolling. You're getting a lot of things done. And he's certainly making a lot of news and a lot of executive orders and either following up on what he said he was going to do, or going much, much further on some of the ideas that he said he was going to do, and then some of the key areas where if you had a shred of objectivity, you knew weren't going to happen. Like, prices just weren't going to drop, like, in the first day. Solve the Middle East the first day. Solve the Ukraine-Russia war in the first day. Which one of those was it? Ukraine, Russia, where he was said he was joking, or was it the Middle East? I forget which one.
Maybe it was egg prices.
Yeah,
I don't know. Hard to keep track.
And there's that new term, groceries, and then the one he invented now, equalize.
Equalizing.
Like, he thinks he's the
good.
First.
It's the best word.
You think he's invented the word? Even though it's been around. I don't know.
Let's call him Noah Webster.
Yeah, but we get the big bill. And again, this is where, and I'll start with both parties are frauds, but then get more of the Republicans on this one. Because nobody seems to give a damn about our debt. And nobody wants to deal with the really hard choices of some of the entitlement programs. Now, here, they're claiming that Medicaid, that the almost $800 billion in savings will just be what? Fraud and waste. Okay. On Medicaid and work requirements for healthy individuals, I have no problem with it, but you do read studies on it and really didn't change that much. But philosophically, it sounds good, right? It sounds good. But he's going to raise the debt immensely, trying to get the debt ceiling extended by what, $4 trillion? So you can't honestly, if you're objective, listen to Trump tell you about Doge. And then we find out that so much of Doge was not true, or we had to hire some people back. And you can't be like, look at Doge, look at how great Doge is. And then you pass this enormous bill, And by the way, acting like Joe Biden wouldn't have passed an enormous bill or Kamala Harris wouldn't have passed an enormous bill is folly. Obviously, the emphasis would have been extraordinarily different. But they would have increased the debt, too. But it's just laughable, Dave, if you're going to say, look at all we're doing with Doge. And then, oh, by the way, we want to increase the debt ceiling to $4 trillion. By the way, plenty of these ideas, I'm benefiting. Helps me out. So just be honest. Come on. You can't sit there and say, you're phenomenal on cutting the size of government when your big, beautiful bill is carving out so we don't have to have the debt ceiling crisis over and over again, which is nonsense, too. But maybe we could slow down $36 trillion at some point. Crazy idea. Social Security as an example. They're all afraid of it because, like we were talking about the driving situation, older individuals are much more inclined to vote than younger individuals. And who wants to say, oh, the truth that more people are living longer, even with our screwed up healthcare system and how much many of us at times hate the insurance business. We're living longer, so there are ways to tier it. More options. Because for some individuals, when they get to key ages right now, including 62, when they lived a hard labor life, yeah, sign up. Get your Social Security right away. And I know there's options now to push it back. But maybe there should be more of that. But we can't touch that because we're worried the voters won't keep us in office. And that's what they all want, to stay in office. We got to stay in office. So just remember it when the Republicans are telling you about, look at the efforts we made. And by the way, to cut out waste and fraud, I have zero problem with it. None. Zilch. It was all theater, though. It was Elon and the chainsaw, and now he's crawling home to try to go back to Tesla because he became such a negative on Trump. Surgical. Taking some time. Actually putting things out there, and then when there's actual reporting on it, you don't backpedal on it because it turned out it wasn't true. So there's fraudulence. Do I think there's zero proof the Democrats are great in this area? They're not, but you know when you're great? When you're not in power.
Exactly what I was going to say. You know who cares about debt and reigning in spending?
Yes.
The party that's not in power.
Yeah, that's it.
When you're in power, you know what feels good? When you have a wad of cash in your pocket, tucking it under the mattress or walking into wherever you want to spend that money and pulling something off the shelf that you've really wanted, spending that cash just feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it just seems like at some point this has got to come back to just crush us. Right? I mean, we're going to be at $40 trillion. But no.
Just setting records is what we're doing.
The attack and shooting of two Israeli embassy workers outside the Capitol Jewish Museum while this pathetic individual is shouting free Palestine is just gross. Just awful. No doubt there's been an enormous increase in this country on anti-Semitism. By the way, there was an enormous increase of white supremacists in this country for decades. And it has been jumping up because of October 7th. And this show, me in particular, I have not hesitated in my criticism of Bibi Netanyahu. He's a criminal. Shouldn't be in office. They were attacked. Innocent civilians were attacked by an organization that if you showed any empathy at all towards any individuals Jewish or any organization that isn't anti-Jewish, Hamas would want you dead. So there will be no ever sympathy from my mouth towards Hamas. Never, ever, ever. They're gross. They're awful. They're the worst of what we have on this civilization. That doesn't mean Palestinians, though. That doesn't mean the Palestinians who are stuck in Gaza without food, without medicine, and if they have the courage to speak out and criticize Hamas, they'll probably watch their children beheaded right in front of them. And so it was a given that Bibi was going to respond with force, but could have been a lot more surgical force. Could have been a lot more of getting food and supplies to the Palestinians, who, by the way, they're people of hatred now, who just assume everybody in Gaza is sympathetic to Hamas, when there's zero proof of that. But none of that, if you can't stand the way Bibi Netanyahu is running this, none of this supports in any way the hatred that is out there for individuals of the Jewish faith or those who support them. Here are two individuals who are about to get engaged, who are not calling for Israel to take over Gaza completely like Bibi Netanyahu is, and he's 100% wrong on that. They're not blaming all Palestinians, and they're just cold-blooded killed because their crime was because they're Jews. And the data is out there. And it matters how you approach it. Because if you believe the Palestinians in Gaza should be able to have food and water and medicine and decency, of course. But certain phrasing of free Palestine doesn't mean just automatically what I just said. To a lot, it means kill the Jews. Anyone, even individuals across the globe who may decry Netanyahu on a regular basis. And it's so commonplace in this country. It's another example of the hatred, the amount of hatred we have to individuals in this country, Dave. And it's really sad.
It's sad. It's disgusting. It's terribly worrisome.
Yeah.
Whether it's gotten so much worse since October 7th, whether we're just hearing it more, whether it's just louder, doesn't matter.
A lot of the data affirms it has, but you're right. We're noticing it, and outlets are platforming it.
Yeah.
So it's elevated.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, it's gotten louder. So whether people that, people are being converted to this line of thinking,
yep,
or they held it all along and said, you know what, this is the moment to speak out. This is the moment to do the whole, you know, river to the sea. We're going to jump on that board now. We're going to make that public. We're going to be loud and proud. That's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you mentioned Netanyahu. Whether we all as a society agree with him 100%, disagree with him 100%, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're talking about two people in Washington, D.C., who have no connection to what Bibi Netanyahu has decided to do.
Zero.
In retaliating against Hamas, going no. too far or not. And this is what we do now. We just take two people and cold-bloodedly kill them to make a point of free Palestine. It's disgusting. It's horrific. And it's
terrifying.
Frightening. Yes.
It is absolutely frightening. And then Ilhan completely failing decency herself. 100% failing.
Not hard.
Okay. Not hard. This show, you can find it. We've had a couple knockdowns on this show involving her past anti-Semitic comments. and her weak explanations. Do I bring it up every time with her since? No. There are multiple times, like one where we went 25 minutes without a break, where she's, I didn't realize this. Yes, she did. And again, she has been vociferous and adamant in her belief of genocide towards the Palestinians, Netanyahu too far. And she's allowed to have that opinion, and you're allowed to massively disagree. But when two innocents are killed, and she's approached by a television reporter and just says, well, I wrote the quote down. Was it, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to go now. Stop. Give 90 seconds and say, I have spoken out at length about the innocent Palestinians who are dying, who are still struggling today and deserve to have their freedom. But in no way does this condone hunting down individuals, because that's what I believe is happening in Gaza. What I think is happening in Gaza is typical of what just happened today. And both of them are wrong. She's an adult. She's a congresswoman. It's not hard to do. And she failed the test miserably.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last segment, we covered two national issues. The House passing the president's big, beautiful bill. And the main point was, guess when people care about debt? And I'm going to help you out. When you don't have the power. Because when you're in your power, you want to get your stuff done. You don't care. And then the brutal, awful murder in cold blood of two individuals because they're Jewish. And then talked about the continued war that keeps going on and on and on. And it's very interesting where the president, who normally is very allied with Bibi Netanyahu, when he's in the Middle East recently, no stop in Israel. Works out ceasefire with the Houthis while Israel is still in a significant battle with the Houthis. Then even you had a couple reports yesterday, and you've had these reports over and over again. Would Israel attack Iran? Feeling like, okay, if USA is not going to stop it, we will. They're too close to nuclear capabilities. And this is when the Trump administration has been engaging with Iran and trying to get a deal. Kevin, listen to the conversation, wants to chime in. Kevin, go ahead. You're on CCO.
I'm wondering why you think the prime minister of Israel is a war criminal.
I said he's a criminal. I didn't say he's a war criminal.
Okay, so why is he a criminal?
Well, because there have been multiple hearings going back to his time in Israel on breach of trust, bribes, fraud, indictments. He was required to give up parts of his portfolio So this is unrelated to the disgusting act by Hamas. This is what has happened in his life and the charges he has faced and the stories I've read over the years where I think the evidence is overwhelming. But I did not say he's a war criminal.
Okay, my mistake. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. I think the evidence is very clear on Bibi and power. I also think this is another example of the Israeli government or other governments too, where how long has Bibi Netanyahu been in and out of power with Israel? I mean, my whole life, it seems like, you know, and I mean, we talk about term limits here, the power and the corruption people have. Yeah. War criminal. Am I willing to say that Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal? No, I'm not. I get that there are people who I don't dismiss automatically who say that. And I'm very clear in this, that they should have responded with extraordinary force. But there have been way too many innocent civilians, Dave, killed. Way too many. Do I believe the Hamas propaganda numbers on how many? Of course not. But the numbers are out there. There was just an attack. I had it down. We didn't get to it. Like, what day was it? Like, was it Monday this week? Where it was like another 100-and-some people, dozens of kids, 30, 40 women, and it was just like another day. And I got it. What does Hamas do, Dave? They stay right with civilians. They got their tunnels running in these schools and hospitals. So they don't make it easy at all. And war is vicious and it's awful. But I still think there was a way for him to be more judicious than he has and still be powerful in your response. Completely different topic. We come back. Jeremy Piven, who for a lot of people they think of as Ari Gold, but he's certainly much more than Ari Gold from Entourage. He's on the comedy tour. And he's going to be at the Fitzgerald Theater. Have you been to the Fitzgerald?
It's been a long time. I have, but many years ago.
Same for me. It's beautiful.
It is.
He is there June 7th. We initially were going to have Jeremy on like a week ago or so.
It was going to be last week, and then we had the Twins doubleheader rainout situation, and we had to move it to this week.
Yeah. So Jeremy Piven, when we come back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.